Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I hope this recording finds you all safe and healthy amongst this turbulent time that we are living through. I am Soju with a side of drama. I would like to consider myself as a bit of a K-drama connoisseur, and that fact has definitely exaggerated due to the pandemic, due to the self-isolation, self-quarantine, whatever you may like to call it. And I thought, you know, considering I've watched dozens and dozens of K-dramas throughout this period of my life, why not do something about it? Why not let my creativity flow? So I decided to start a WordPress blog under the same name and adjacently start a Anchor podcast as well. And yeah, I hope these little reviews help and they bring a little bit of joy to your day or help you choose on what to watch for your next K-drama. So without further ado, let's jump in. And I'm quite new at this, so I would really appreciate any constructive criticism or any love, any support from my fellow K-drama connoisseurs. So yeah, let's get started. The very first drama that I'm going to be reviewing is Welcome to Waikiki 2. If you guys are familiar with the Waikiki universe, then you will know that it is essentially a plotline consisting of six friends navigating the obstacles of life within the metropolitan jungle that is Seoul. And this was the basic plotline of Welcome to Waikiki, and it does continue in Welcome to Waikiki 2 as well. However, there's just a few minor changes in the cast. So let's get to the nitty-gritty of the drama itself. It is a drama produced in 2019. The genre is pure, unfiltered comedy. It's suitable for any age group. It's extremely family-friendly, so you don't have to worry about watching it around minors. It is 16 episodes long and it is currently available to view on Netflix. So let's dive in to the review itself. I thoroughly enjoyed the first installment of the Waikiki series, and naturally I was quite excited to start a marathon of the second series. And after a bit of research, just a superficial overview of the series, I got quite disheartened by the fact that there was only one original main character in this season, and that is Lee Jung-ki, who's played by Lee Kyung. I apologize for any butchering of Korean pronunciations, but nonetheless, I really hope this doesn't deter anyone from giving this series a watch, as due to the sheer genius of the writers and the actors, it's almost an instantaneous falling in love with the main cast. I'm not even kidding. It's very easy. It's a very smooth transition. And yeah, the fact that it's a new cast shouldn't really put you off of watching this drama. If anything, it should encourage you to watch this drama because the actors are just perfection. Chef's kiss, honestly. They're beautiful and they have thoroughly played the heck out of their parts. So yeah, and the very basis of the plot doesn't differ much from the first series. It's essentially, you know, surrounding the personal and professional misfortunes and adventures of six friends who find themselves on the bittersweet roller coaster of metropolitan life. However, the subplots that are built upon this outline is what makes Waikiki truly exquisite and gut-bustingly funny to watch. So to talk about the main characters a little bit, It's a set of three male leads and three female leads. And of course, as I've mentioned before, we have Lee Jung Ki, who reprises his role as a struggling actor. And he has his two new joint owners of Waikiki Guest House in the forms of a talented but a small-time musician, Woo Shik, and a minor league baseball player with an unresolved shoulder injury, Gi Bong. Talking about the leading ladies, we have a strong trio in the forms of Jung-gun, who is Jung-ki's university friend and a fellow struggling actress, Soo-yun, who is an heiress who is on the run due to her father's bankruptcy, and she is a high school peer of the three male leads. And completing the trio, we have Yuri, who is Woo Shik's broke elder sister and aims to open her own restaurant due to her culinary background. And thus begins a 16-episode stretch filled with laughter, loyalty, and love. The Waikiki template is definitely unchanged in this series. The backdrop filled with pastel palette, slapstick comedy, outlandish plot lines, perfectly timed background scores, and slow-mo close-up shots to ensure that your giggles transcend into fully blown fits of breathless laughter. So let's talk about the absolute gems to watch out for in this show. So an episode is essentially subdivided into two separate mini episodes within which there are subplots involving all six characters. This type of presentation definitely makes for an easier watch, and it's filled with constant comic relief due to the subplots. Although all of the actors play their roles to absolute perfection, there's no doubt about this. My personal favorite will always be the acting extraordinaire himself, Lee Jung Ki, played by Lee Yi Kyung. Thoroughly, I enjoyed his character arc in this series, and the actor himself is an absolute delight to watch. One of my favorite scenes actually in this series was the plot in episode 3, in which Jung Ki and Woo Shik are costumed salespeople in a supermarket, and they compete to get the most sales for their product. The escalation of their competitiveness will definitely leave you in a fit of giggles. It's just absolutely wonderfully executed by the director and the actors themselves. The minor characters as well, I would like to spare a moment to, because they are so wonderfully written and well casted. They're so harmonious to their subjective subplots. And a memorable pair for me personally would be the subplot in episode 8 featuring a birthday party in which Woo Shik is hired to perform at. And it's hosted by a notorious soul gangster for his young beautiful wife that he is quite insecure about. And his wife just happens to be the president of Woo Shik's fan club. And that definitely is just an episode filled with a lot of giggles as you see them competing for the attention of the wife. It's not all mindless laughter though, as the series also tugs at heartstrings. It dances with the very real obstacles of everyday life, such as abandonment, unemployment, failures, depression, and nepotism in employment. However vulnerable the characters become due to the challenges that are forced upon them, the fact that they're written in a way that they always process their emotions, they always find strength within themselves, and they never give up due to the love for themselves and the love that they gain from the surrounding of their friends, is definitely the most poignant and reoccurring theme throughout the show. So let's talk about some of the negatives. Personally, I have nothing negative to say about this series, as I truly believe that it was written and executed to its maximum potential. Initially, I was quite saddened by the fact that it was 16 episodes long, because the first Waikiki series was 20 episodes long. But honestly, I think that was the perfect number of episodes. It didn't feel draggy. It didn't feel forced. It was just wonderful. The target audience for this, I would definitely recommend this to someone if you just are craving to watch a stress-free drama filled with comical subplots and just wonderful acting. I found this drama smack bang in the middle of the pandemic lockdown of my city, and it definitely eased my cabin fever, leaving me with a beacon of hope and a smile on my face. And for someone who toys with depression and anxiety on a daily basis, such dramas definitely are extremely comforting at the correct time, and it was definitely an olive branch to me of sorts. So if you are in need of a pickup or just a good laugh or just, you know, a drama where you don't really need to use a lot of energy to follow it, then please, please watch this drama or rewatch it. It is definitely worth all the hype that it gets. So if I was to give it a numerical rating, let's subdivide this into plot, characters, acting, and cinematography. To talk about the plot, it's a very easy plot and it's built upon beautifully by character arcs, and it's executed extremely well. It is not draggy at all and it's very refreshing. So definitely a 5 out of 5. To talk about characters, thoroughly well-written characters, extremely funny, very deep. None of the characters are superficial. Talking about the main characters, of course, none of them are superficial. They each have a very deep background story, which is brought upon the surface in order to give their characters depth. And yeah, just wonderfully written characters. And probably some of my favorite characters within the many K-dramas that I've watched. So characters are definitely 5 out of 5 as well. In terms of acting, I can't stress enough how wonderful and exquisite the acting is by every single performer on the show, no matter how major or how minor their character might be. So 5 out of 5 for acting as well. And cinematography. K-dramas are notorious for their use of colors and lighting and background score, and this is no different. It has a very, very soft, beautiful pastel palette, which is definitely very easy on the eyes and gives a very comforting subconscious kind of a vibe. Wait, I can't phrase this properly. Hold on. It is very comforting subconsciously. Yes, it's very comforting subconsciously. And oh, the background score. During the funniest moments of the drama, the background score of the little pathetic violins, if you guys have watched it or are watching it, you will definitely know what I'm talking about. The little violin scores and the very slow, like, disheartening close-ups. Oh goodness, it just makes you laugh out loud. It's perfectly timed, brilliantly brought upon within the episodes itself. So I will give the cinematography 5 out of 5 as well. So overall, it's a strong 20 out of 20 as a numerical rating. I highly, highly recommend this absolute diamond of a drama. Please go and watch it if you haven't. If you've already watched it and you're in need of a pick-me-up, please rewatch it. I have rewatched it myself and I think I enjoyed it more the second time around. So yeah, just an absolutely wonderful drama, peak comedy, and I'm still struggling to find a drama that comes close to the Waikiki series. If you guys have any suggestions of a purely comedic K-drama, then please let me know. And yeah, I hope this review helps or has just kept you company in these very testing of times, and I will hopefully be back with more reviews. So, until then, stay safe, stay happy, and take care. Bye, guys.